on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and Third Hour would be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it you probably haven't heard before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour music that contains new material from Aaron Neville, Mosquito Coast, and Dent May. Today's reissue song is from Matt Bianco off their classic debut release, Whose Side Are You On? Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from Angela McCluskey. Decided to make her today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a song from The Plastic Attraction. The Plastic Attraction is Liam Nichols, Matthew Nunes, Peter Hornsby, and Chris Ritchie. This indie alt-pop quartet from Perth, Australia, have been a band for a little over 2 years now. They just got signed to the Australian record label, the A&R Department, and they are ready to release their debut single, Holding You, in anticipation of their new EP. That's about all I have on these guys, but I am looking forward to hearing more. New music from The Plastic Attraction here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
If I try, but no. stand up on your feet.
New music from Night Flowers here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. Night Flowers, they are a five-piece mixed-gendered indie all-pop band, also with a rock sensibility. They are based in London. They have recently signed to Dirty Bingo Records in late September of 2015. Back then, I featured the B-side of their debut single, Sleep. The song I featured was Sitting Pretty. The quintet is back with another digital single. This one is called Glow in the Dark. However, same as before, I was drawn to the B-side, and that tune was called Amy. Changing musical direction with something from Flock of Dimes. Flock of Dimes is just a stage name for Jen Wozner. You probably might know that name because Jen Wozner is one half of the duo, rather, that makes up Y Oak, a band out of Baltimore, Maryland. I have to say, I find this fascinating. You see, Y Oak just released a new album, Tween, on June 9th, and now Jen has a solo effort, If You See Me, Say Yes, which comes out September 23rd. The albums are on different labels, each of them. And I'm not sure how it's going to work as far as performance schedules. I was doing a side-by-side tour examination, and the only overlap is the Trans Picos Festival in Marfa, Texas. Otherwise, it's Y Oak, then Flock of Dimes until the end of November. She does have a stop in Austin at Great Scott on October 30th. That sounds like a show that I might want to see. Song I have to share with you this morning is the album's pre-release single. This is Semaphore. New music from Flock of Dimes here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
If simple habit added tale to tale, and if the wires could reveal themselves, we could begin to trace the ins and outs, the horizon of our lane, as if the force of it can be controlled, as if sight is an object we can hold. Our voices float above the depths of you, what we cannot permeate. Come to my door, won't you liven me up with color? Put your pen and paper away, I have no need for you to guess my age. I can tie my solace I seek in other places, but I cannot need you more. Too far gone for the semaphore. Too far gone. So far today, the only thing that I can do is wait for you. And in this lingering uncertainty, the voice across the waves agrees with me. We pay a very high price to be free, and I wonder if it's enough. I seek you.
That was the latest material from Sault Ste. Marie here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to the new music portion of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Sault Ste. Marie is essentially Nash Howe. He's an enigmatic filmmaker, music producer, and musician from Santa Cruz, California. This track, Breezy Montana, I think is just an amazing piece of work. I was totally drawn to the innovative approach to folk, making it an example of electronica neo-folk. Yeah, I think I'm going to trademark that. An earlier version of that song is available for free download, and I've posted that link at my website, which is tksmusic.com.
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events, like a date with my wife, or going out together with my family and friends, things that we couldn't afford, thanks to VetTix. Every empty seat at a concert, a game, motorsports, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can help. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Find out how by visiting www.vettix.org. That's www.vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
Eddie's. Next up, We got something from a performer by the name of Rafferty. Rafferty is just one person. I don't have a great deal of information on this other artist other than he admires Steve McQueen and quotes him quite frequently on his Facebook page, as a matter of fact. He has just signed with MM Music, and the new song Apple Pie was featured on an iTunes commercial late in 2015. And it's funny how the music business works. It took almost a year to officially release this song, which hit the streets on July 11th. It's a great tune with a power beat and a gospel influence. New music from Rafferty here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Angela McCleskey right after the latest here from Aaron Neville.
Something to go through, need someone to hold you. Just take my heart. cross to her skin and say, Jesus, you heal all my bleeding, rose-colored linen, to cover up my sin. She held up feelings within, and suddenly screamed out in pain, where have you been? I've been here all along. Do you feel lonely and you need me? I'll be your man.
I will be.
If ever trouble comes around you, I'll be your man.
I will be.
If you got something to go through, need someone to hold you, just take my hand.
New music from Aaron Neville here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. Aaron Neville, he is back. Yes, this 75-year-old musician, R&B singer, is back with a new album. He's just released his, I believe, 18th studio album, at least as a solo artist. He also recorded and performed with the Neville Brothers Band. The latest addition to his discography is Apache, officially released on July 15th, and it represents a broad spectrum of Neville's style range. It has some New Orleans influences, some gritty funk, and some great soul. The tune I just featured, Be Your Man, it's the album's lead-off track. It's really nice. All right, it's time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. This is a part of the show when I like to introduce new music from an artist, and I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is Angela McCluskey. She's a Scottish-born singer-songwriter that's now based in California. I first ran into Ms. McCluskey when she fronted the innovative folk rock group Wild Colonials. They only put out two albums in that capacity, but they were terrifically... Oh, geez. Coming through my computer. Anyway, they're a terrifically influential group. She stepped out on the solo path in 2004. Her last record was released in 2012, and I'm hoping with the release of this standalone single, You and Me, she has another LP in the works. So this is Angela McCluskey. She is today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I
lazy days. You're in your easy listening mode. Now you've lost your loving ways. When you wake up in the night, realize you've lost your sight. Oh, you'll never see the light again.
WMFO, TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Wild Colonials, which was Angela McCluskey's first band from their 1994 release, Fruit of Life. That tune was called Rainbow. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist in its entirety, I'll be posting a little bit later on this morning at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're there perusing the playlist, you can also check out some videos that are housed there, and also I've given you some links for some free downloads. The price is right. It's all there for you online at tksmusic.com. All right, keeping things going here today with a visit to today's reissue release from the week. It's from Matt Bianco. The album that has been re-released is their debut disc, Whose Side Are You On?, which originally came out in 1984. Even the name Matt Bianco implies a single person. It really is a project of Mark Riley and supported very well by Danny White and Baja Trzaskowska. I know I'm brutalizing that name, but she just simply became known as a solo artist as Baja, which makes sense. Matt Bianco plays a jazz and Latin style of music. I was a huge fan of this album I had way back when, because I'm old. There are plenty of great tracks on this release, and like Get Out of Your Lazy Bed, Half a Minute, and then this one, which is the title track. So this is Matt Bianco with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Soon taken, a contact is made.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here spinning the latest for you at music you might otherwise miss. That is new stuff from Mosquito Coast. Now, I first discovered Mosquito Coast a year ago with their single Call My Name, and I was blown away by this pair. So Mosquito Coast is Naomi Robinson and Connor Barton. They're from Perth in Western Australia. I found these two kids because they won a music contest sponsored by Triple J Unearth, which gives unsigned bands an opportunity to get their music heard. That was a great tune. So the pair is back with this another new single. It's called Let's Be Friends, and I have great hopes for this twosome. In fact, in 2015, at my end of year review, I put Mosquito Coast down as a band to watch for 2016. Again, that's a new single from them, Let's Be Friends. Next on the playlist is a new tune from a band I've been following since 2010. They are Imaginary Cities. Imaginary Cities are a hardworking band out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. They are growing as musicians and songwriters. When I ran across this new tune from them, it's called Set My Heart on Fire, I was totally taken by it. They're getting ready to release a new EP, which will be titled Leftovers. It's due out August 12th. Here we have new music from Imaginary Cities here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I'm not afraid to die.
New music from Dent May here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. Dent May has just released this single, Face Down in the Gutter of Love, on July 21st on Car Park Records. I really like this guy. I've been playing his music since 2009 when he was known as Dent May and his magnificent ukulele. By the way, if you're not familiar with that incarnation of Dent May, check out his tune, Meet Me in the Garden. I'm hoping that this new song, Face Down in the Gutter of Love, is just a teaser for an upcoming album, so I will keep my eyes peeled. All right, let me slip in one more from Side Saddle. Now, Side Saddle is essentially Ian McGinnis. I first found Side Saddle back in 2014 with the release of a fantastic single, Reverie. They write and perform some really nice folk, pop, and rock. On this latest example, Right Frame of Mind, it has a little more of an edge to it, which I like. This single is just a tease for a new album, Stunner, which comes out later this year. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
I told you.
WMFO in Medford. Welcome to part two of music you might otherwise miss. In this segment, I have tunes for you from Lucinda Williams, The Police, and REM. Plus, I have new tunes from Maggie Rogers, Mallrat, and Nice as Vic. That's really not their name, but that's what I'm calling them. Double Down feature artist is Band of Horses, which will include two tracks from their latest effort. Plus, I've got a great cover tune for you, Inner Cover Me feature. Let's get this hour started with a tune from Those Dancing Days. This is called I'll Be Yours, here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.